This land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible. Don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only Son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll dance your fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. This is the second hour of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network, this Hump Day Wednesday, October 16th, 2024 edition. Again, want to remind you that we are under construction here at the home studio. So if you're going to hear some pounding and some saws, just bear with us. It's happening in the background, and hopefully it won't be too loud. You'll still be able to hear my voice, and everything will be fine. But, yes, we have a new sponsor. They're installing some equipment here in the home studio, and we'll be able to talk about it next week. So greatly looking forward to testing this product out and giving you guys a field report, and hopefully you can take advantage like Vicky and I are. One of the things that's pretty interesting is the process of what's going on in this U.S. Senate race. There is information, trending polls showing how much money is in the works, in the process of this race. After falling well behind the Democrat Congresswoman Elisa Slotkin of Holly, her allies in spending for her entirety of this campaign compared to Republican U.S. Senate nominee Mike Rogers have now gotten commitments for more money to be used in paid advertisements than the Democratic nominee. According to Ad Impact, from August 1st to the end of the general election on November 5th, Republicans have $84.9 million reserved or spent for this U.S. Senate race. This is compared to $80.5 million for Slotkin. She has been the most prolific fundraiser for federal elections in the state of Michigan since her very first race back in 2018. The news comes as Axios reported that the Senate Leadership Fund was spending another $10.5 million in Michigan to bolster Mike Rogers' campaign. Well, if you look at Marketing Resource Group's poll that was done last week, they are showing Slotkin is actually ahead of Rogers by 5 percentage points, 46 to 41. But folks, if you add those numbers up, it comes to 87. That means 13% are still undecided in this race. Slotkin sees a 22 percentage point advantage in Oakland County, but only 9% in mid-Michigan. Rogers is up 10 percentage points in West Michigan and up 2 percentage points in Macomb County. So if you look at all the averages of these different polls, these different geographical locations, it's very clear that this is still very much undecided. Some of the polls showing Democratic presidential nominee Kamala Harris is leading Donald Trump slightly in Michigan, 45% to 44%. Again, add those numbers up, comes to 89%. Well, 11% in the presidential race are still undecided. Polling from various other firms actually shows Trump leading Harris on average 48-4 to 47-4. So he's actually up a percentage point. However, looking at the last 10 polls dating back to late September, Harris is now leading in only two of them. Trump is winning in seven, and one is a tie. We're going to get into real clear politics and their national averages on all the polls right after this. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Such a simple word, yet schools are far from simple. They are complex systems tasked with academically preparing our children for life. K through 12 students spend nearly 15% of their precious lives in school for 13 years. Schools are the first shift helping build America's future, and school boards are the bridge between community and our education system. On election day, school boards may be at the bottom of the ballot, but should be at the top of all our lists. On November 5th, vote for the best school board candidates that share your desire for better schools for our kids and our community.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Are you tired of governments invading your online privacy? Introducing Legendary VPN Services. With our VPN, you can browse the internet with confidence, knowing your personal information is shielded from prying eyes. Say goodbye to hackers and corporate thieves. Our cutting-edge encryption ensures your browsing history remains confidential, even on public Wi-Fi. Protect your privacy today with our reliable and lightning-fast Legendary VPN service. Visit legendarysystems.net or call 231-818-8349. Your privacy is our priority.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Gaylord. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens in Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment of hour number two. again here on this Wednesday, and I apologize if you hear any construction going on in the background. They are doing some work here at the home studio, and we'll be talking about that and that product next week here on the show. Real Clear Politics. Real Clear Politics is basically taking all the polls across America, across every state, every single congressional race. This is what they do. They look at polls and they look at different polls from different sources, and then they do what's called an average based on all of these different polls. Well, going back to July of 2023, 49 publicly released polls listed on Real Clear Politics showed Rogers up in one, that there were three ties, and Slotkin was winning in the 45 other surveys. Slotkin holds overall a 2.7 percentage point edge over Rogers when they take an aggregate of averages of all the polls. However, it's tighter now than at any point in the campaign between Slotkin and Rogers. And with this new added additional spending in campaign ads for Rogers' campaign, could create what's called momentum. We talked about it on yesterday's show yesterday. Momentum basically is something that occurs usually within the last month, 3 weeks, sometimes even 2 weeks before Election Day. Many people talk about October surprises. Many people talk about things happening in the month of October. Well, the process is very simple. Very, very simple. The process is the fact that these ads are now coming out from these super PACs and other places. One of the things you have to understand is that this is going to rapidly change as we get closer to Election Day. Now, just so you know, 10 days from today, a week from this Saturday, starts the 9 days of early voting. That is October 26th through November 3rd. One of the things you have to understand is that the media is claiming that absentee voters, as well as 9 days of early voting, could be a huge amount of people casting their vote before Election Day on Tuesday, November 5th. Very, very interesting how this is going to happen. Now, one other thing you have to understand, the people returning and casting their absentee ballots, it's down significantly from the last election that we had in 2022. Got a story pulled up on that as well for today. Getting back to this race, getting back to the national race of President Trump versus Kamala Harris, they're saying that they are definitely now saying that the trending for both of those races are in fact connected. As they see Donald Trump's numbers surging in Michigan, so is Mike Rogers. So is the message getting out, vote Republican? Is that message actually being shared by you, by others, causing people to share this information and get it out there? Now, again, the PAGS video is going viral. A lot of you have requested that from me. I've sent it to you. All you have to do is send me PAGS, P-A-G-S, and I'll send you that video. Additionally, there is a sign we created here in Antrim County, says vote Republican. You know why. You know the reasons why you feel it needs to be done. So therefore, people are responding to that as well. Now, in Detroit, again, and this is pretty interesting, Donald Trump coming to Michigan. During an interview in Detroit, Kamala Harris barely mentions Detroit during an interview in Detroit. Donald Trump, on the other hand, says how horrible Detroit is. only 4 days after his address to the Detroit Economic Club, where he implied that other cities becoming more like Detroit would be a sign of failure of the Harris administration. He referenced Detroit once again in front of the Chicago Economic Club. It's just horrible. We've been talking about Detroit coming back for 40 years, but it's never come back. It's very dependent on the auto industry because of the outsourcing of auto manufacturing, which has been detrimental to Michigan's state economy. He turned to the audience in Chicago and told him about his visit to the Detroit Economic Club. I think you people are probably even wealthier, as he spoke to the Chicagoans, stating that your economic stability does not rely on the automobile industry like Detroit does. Also, when talking about foreign policy, Trump called America a developing nation, stating that Detroit is an example of what could be done if it was handled and managed properly. 2 days over last week's Trump's commentary in Detroit, which has been severely miscommunicated, they claim that the city has actually improved quite a bit recently. Investments in the downtown area, Rocket Mortgage, Dan Gilbert, and others have made a commitment to improving downtown Detroit. Also, many neighborhoods have been completely cleaned up. All of the blight has been removed, and any vacant homes have been also demolished and removed from the property. Trump disparaged and disrespected Detroit last week, according to Vice President Kamala Harris, while returning to Detroit to discuss her economic agenda, primarily for black men. In stark contrast with Trump's insults, Harris spoke about the issues facing Michiganders. Harris agreed that at one point, Michigan and Detroit was a very thriving state and community. But because ballot this year has radical differences between myself and my opponent. So, bottom line, New Era Detroit asked Harris specifically her stances on reparation for black Americans. She said that approach needs to be studied before we're going into other ways to address the disadvantages the black community faces. Harris specifically mentioned redlining in Detroit as one of the damages done to the black community. And she also mentioned her $25,000 down payment assistance plan for helping housing and supporting small businesses as solutions. The interviewer asked her if she had heard from any other politician with regards to support of these programs and if they were willing to make it part of their election strategy as well. Harris ignored the question. All she did was promise to the black community that she would deliver on these policies if she is elected. Finally, when Harris was asked about immigration policy, what it would look like under her administration compared to Donald Trump's, she said all he's trying to do is scare voters regarding the border. You've really hit a very important point, and I would like to expand on it. I think that as we are looking at this issue, what we have to look at is intended effect. If he tries to make you scared about voting for me because of the border, I think you need to look at his track record when he was president. He's running full-time on a campaign that is nothing more than instilling fear. It's not about hope. It's not about optimism. It's not about the future. But what it's all about is fear. The Biden administration took some blame for border security. Harris then launched into a list of policies stating that the Biden administration has pushed to dispel these statements made by Trump. Again, the interviewer asked Harris about Donald Trump being a real threat to democracy, leading Americans not to view him as a potential real president, but somebody that has an agenda to destroy democracy here in our country. Harris said that the U.S. Department of Justice has its own independent operation, and that Trump had been very clear that he would weaponize the Department of Justice against his political enemies if he's elected. The interviewer then finished the interview with Harris saying, what do you think is going to happen? She said, quote, this is Kamala Harris in this interview, said, if Donald Trump gets elected, he's going to try to lock us all up. It's basically how she ended the interview. So with that, folks, all I can say is ask yourself this question. Who is really trying to instill fear? Who is really trying to scare the voters? That's what you have to ask yourself. That's what you have to ask yourself when you hear these interviews, when you hear these news stories. How about the facts? Let's talk about real numbers. Let's talk about the real impact of 4 years under Donald Trump versus 4 years of Biden Harris. That's what you truly have to look at. If you don't look at the facts, then you're going to fall into the emotional responses that they're trying to trigger with these type of interviews. So just be aware of the tactics that they're trying to say, what they're trying to get you to think. Lastly, one last follow-up to this. In the recent interviews in Detroit, Kamala Harris has not spoken about Detroit, the city of Detroit, anything about it. She's been talking about areas outside of Detroit. Why? Because she believes she has Detroit's vote locked up. What she needs to do is to appeal to outlying areas, West Michigan, Central Michigan, and Northern Michigan. Based on signs, based on activities, you have to say, yeah, they probably do have messaging problems outside of Detroit. And that's why she's basically staying focused on these outlying areas. Lastly, this quarter's fundraising. Nobody's talking about these numbers. Donald Trump's campaign has outraised Kamala Harris in the upcoming report. It's going to be filed on October 20th, which is in 4 days, and will be made public on October 25th. But they don't want those numbers to be out there just yet. I got this from three different sources on independent verification that Donald Trump's fundraising numbers will outraise Kamala Harris, Tim Walz's numbers once the report is released next week. So we'll be following that story as well. That's it for this segment of hour number two. Short, bottom of the hour news break. We'll be right back.